How's everybody doing?
Oh my god. I'm amazing, but I could be better.
I'm not gonna lie. I could say the same. I'm not going to, but I could.
What would you say?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
How excited are you to talk about what we're talking about today?
Like, medium... No, I'm not going to lie to you. This one is not my favorite.
Really? I love it.
This one's not my favorite. Because it's like, you know.
I know. It's not... How do I put it?
There's not any real, like, evidence or proof. There's no...
I beg to differ, my friend.
All right.
I'm definitely going to differ with you. And I say it with love. Because I found some proof.
All right. Well, that makes one of us. I mean, the only thing that I am excited about this is I do love it when these conspiracy theories demonize NASA. Because it's just always hilarious.
Can I say that this one does a bit? The one that I looked into the most...
Well, I mean, welcome to today's episode.
Oh, excuse me. I apologize. Hello. I was going to jump right in.
This is the podcast of the day. It's obviously, it's fake the podcast. It's Misinformation Monday with your girls.
Anyway, moving on.
Put that in a TikTok.
Yes. I'll learn to TikTok one day. Okay, welcome everyone to Obviously It's Fake the Podcast. As always... I'm Chelsea Potts.
And I'm Catherine Dougherty.
We join you on a late episode recording situation.
Yeah, we're so sorry that we missed you guys last week. We were really, really sad. We had some technical difficulties. You know, we posted it on our social media if you were looking for us or if you're ever looking for us. What is this? What are you doing like a... Oh, got it. I thought you were doing like a product promo.
No, I didn't know about it. You know what I mean. I got my vaccine, damn it.
It's a happy day. Your two favorite podcast hosts are vaccinated. We had some technical difficulties. Unfortunately, we had to miss last Monday.
We're back.
I don't want us to, like, say that we're not the greatest podcast in the world during our podcast.
I don't want to get egocentrical about it.
I mean, I don't want to get egocentrical either. We just don't have to, you know, we'll let the people decide.
So today we're talking about the moon landing.
Transitions.
Important. We're talking about the moon landing, and I'm going to be honest with you. There's a handful of things I learned that they don't talk to you in school about.
What do you mean, like conspiracy theory stuff?
Here's where I'm going to go. Because
they don't teach that in school, you're right.
So let's journey back to...
The year was 1969.
Well, 1960s, we'll say this, the Great Space Race.
The Great Space Race.
Space Race. Say that five times fast.
Space Race.
Space Race, Space Race, Space Race, Space Race. It starts to sound like space rape, and that's not okay.
Ooh, no, not a space rape. Nope. Although, I mean...
You never know.
I'm sure it's happening.
So, based on the Netflix mini docuseries Conspiracy, which aired in 2015... one of the episodes that they did was the moon landing. And in the early 1960s, the space race was on with the Soviet Union.
Can I say, I was, like, a little bit disappointed in that show, like, not to be a dick about it.
Some things they glaze over, I'm not gonna lie.
I was like...
It's worth a view, you know?
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, it's good...
Form your own opinions, but...
Live your life.
It's worth a view. So, what was happening at this time, right, there's a guy named James Oberg. He worked for NASA, and he was 13 when Sputnik launched. So, Sputnik was the Russian satellite. So
yes, the Russians were like way ahead of us. They were like space race, right? They were fucking.
They were like, we're on it, we're getting it, we're in it, we're all around it, and up yours, USA. So that launched in 1957. So Kennedy wasn't president yet, but he did say, of course, that he wanted to get us to space. He wanted a U.S. person on the moon. So basically, Yuri Gagarin was the first astronaut in space. He was the first human in space. And he, of course, was from the Soviet Union.
Do you think he was weird?
I didn't really get too much into him. I just got kind of like his name and that he was from the Soviet Union.
What movie was it where they made him seem super weird?
Are you thinking of Apollo 13?
Yeah, where he's like, yeah, the Russian guy's like, yeah, by himself on the satellite.
Poor guy.
And he's like, hello.
Yeah.
This is where I live.
He was played by that actor who like historically plays like a Russian villain. You know the guy we're talking about. So basically, in 1961, the U.S. decides they're going to go to the moon. This is when Kennedy famously said what he said.
What did he say? We're going to the moon?
Yeah. Strap in.
He said strap
in. No, he didn't.
Oh, dude. I was about to be like, yo, no, he did not.
No, he did not say strap in. But what he did do, basically, this stuff, when he said, we don't do things because they're easy, we do things because they're hard.
Oh.
That Husker Du.
That Husker Du you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's when he was like, we're going to the moon, damn it.
That little speech.
Sadly, he didn't get to see it because we didn't get there until the late 1960s. At this point, you know, they had the plan. They wanted to go to the moon, and they were still so far behind. Astronauts were advertised as heroes, but the one thing that NASA had was exclusivity. They had exclusivity throughout this whole process because they were the only ones giving anyone information. Reporters, the government.
Yes.
So a lot of people have thoughts about different conspiracies when it comes to the moon landing because of the fact that it was one source, NASA. And let's be honest, NASA was being controlled
NASA,
by...
NASA, a.k.a. Never a Straight Answer.
Can we just say that? So we're still behind in the space race. A race is on, and our guy is dehydrated and needs a break.
I could sure use a water.
I have water. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, in the late 1960s, NASA was still far behind. What they needed was guidance for the landing, for the modular to land. They needed guidance for connecting two crafts to dock in space. And they had 3 years to get to their deadline. So by 1970, they were supposed to be in space.
Who put that deadline on?
I believe it was the government. It was like the space program.
Oh, like that's when the program was...
Yeah.
That's how long it was funded for?
Yeah. So, remember the guy we talked about that worked for NASA?
Yeah, the guy at the beginning of the story.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Apollo 1, we're talking about right now. Gus Grissom. He was a very outspoken astronaut. He was one of
I thought we were talking about another guy.
No. Let's go back.
Journey back.
Let's journey back, shall we? So, Gus Grissom was on Apollo 1. So, Apollo 1 famously caught fire before it could leave the dock, essentially, because of a failure. Gus Grissom kind of took the media into his own hands when it came to getting closer and closer to launch. There's a picture. He hung a hanger on the outside of the cockpit, and apparently at that time, that was supposed to mean that this is a broken down piece of junk. This is just...
Oh, really?
So he was basically trying to warn the people, like, this is a suicide mission. They're going to kill us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did he...
There's a picture of him and the other two astronauts praying over a model of the space shuttle.
So you're saying you think that, like, they forced them?
I'm not saying they forced anything, but NASA spun it to make them look like heroes. And what ended up happening when Apollo 1 was go for launch, you know, Gus Grissom felt the program was being pushed through too quickly, that the safety was sacrificed for speed. Mm. And I'm sorry, when you're going into the void of space, you don't know what to expect. There could be a space eel.
No,
you don't
dude, fucking it's know. Fucking space, bro. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
A space eel could exist.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, low on the list of problems, though, even.
I know, like, you know, you got a lot
vortex. Of other... Yeah, that also is, but that even is probably more serious
than... A black hole?
Space eels, absolutely.
So, Gus Grissom prepared reports to give to NASA. Okay. To Congress. Mm-hmm. To say the program was falling apart, it was failing. Him and the crew took pictures, like I said, praying over a model of the craft. So,
and this was all before
launch. So, January 27th, 1967, Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Boger Chaffee die in the cockpit fire. Mm. They're unsure how the fire started, but due to the atmosphere in... So, at this point, when the fire started, they were just about to be go for launch. You know, the cabin had been pressurized or depressurized or whatever it needed to be.
So they hadn't... You're saying that, like, when the explosion happened, they weren't even, like, attempting to launch yet?
They were getting ready to.
Okay.
You know, the cabin was...
What caused the explosion, then?
Well, due to the atmosphere in the cockpit, a small spark can engulf in seconds. So it could have been wiring. It could have been, you know, something like that. But because of however the cabin atmosphere has to be before launch, for them to be okay to go into space, basically, it was impossible to have saved them. Dang. Like, there's a recording of Gus Grissom screaming, saying, "I'm burning up." And it gave me chills when I heard it. Because it's awful. But a lot of people feel like he was murdered because he was so outspoken about how unsafe the program was, how unsafe the shuttle was, and that the government was willing to kill Ed White and Mr. Chaffee in order to make their point known that we won't be made fun of. This is going to be the greatest feat America has ever known, and we will be successful, and you won't take us down.
Damn, dude. Is that real shit? That's for real?
That's a real theory, yeah. Oh. That's a real theory. And I didn't find much on debunking it. So there's that.
That's Creep City.
Excuse me. So days before the launch, right? Mm-hmm. Gus Grissom held an impromptu press conference. And that's, I'm sorry, he hung a lemon on the ship. He used a wire hanger to put the lemon on. Oh, to hang a lemon. To say, essentially, that it was, you know,
a piece of junk.
So now we're after the Apollo 1 fire, right? The space program was suspended. So this was January of 1967. So let's fast forward to July of 1969. This is when we're at Apollo 11. How we get from 1 to 11, not sure. Maybe something we can look up later. So basically...
Does it go 11 to 12 or does it go like 11 to 111? No, we know it doesn't go. No, it doesn't go that far.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We already know the answer to that. Because the Challenger in the 80s, so right. I'm not sure, you know. But in July of 1969, Neil Armstrong lands on the moon, right?
Supposedly.
Allegedly. There is a man, a historian, I believe his name is Bart Sibrel. He's a writer and director, and he believes we're being lied to about the moon landing. So, basically, what he's saying is that he feels that it was shot in a It was shot at Circles, a new store.
Circles.
It was shot in a circular studio. He said, we saw a fuzzy black and white picture, you know, and we believed that was it. And
well,
he believes that they only went up a few hundred miles. Who the fuck
is this guy?
He's a writer, director, and historian on the space program.
What is his, like,
he's done short
expertise?
He's done short films. I don't...
All right.
But he feels that they only went up into space a few hundred miles, and that's how they got the picture of Earth from the moon. He also has film. So there's a film that the government released to the people in the space program. And it reads, do not show to the general public. And, like, the warning, you know how, like, an old, you know, like, a VHS tape, like, warning. And there was, like, a little, like, federal, you know, piracy is not a victimless crime. Well, it said right on there, do not show to general public. And the first thing you see is the iconic picture of the Earth from the moon. Now, they hadn't gotten there yet. So how do you see that picture, first of all? Second of all, the next thing you hear is NASA saying, TV pictures look great. Now, NASA says that the pictures were taken when Apollo 11 was over 100,000 miles from Earth. But there's about a four-second delay. So, basically, there's a long delay because of the radio waves traveling the long distance, the over 100,000 miles, allegedly. Yeah,
well, I mean, what do you mean, allegedly? You don't think there's a delay?
It's well, space. How would we know?
And it's 1969. I mean, a lot of the, like, I've seen a lot of the, like, I'm sure, you know, we'll go through it. We're going to go through the evidence.
Yeah.
The whole, like, the, like, image thing. But a lot of the arguments for why the images of the moon landing are supposedly fake can very easily be explained and, like, understood if you have, like, just a basic general knowledge of how a camera works.
Sure. And we get into that. We definitely do. Yeah,
it's,
but right now, our man is saying that Neil had an earpiece and that you hear a voice after 4 seconds of silence. So imagine the picture of Earth from the moon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Count 4 seconds.
Okay.
And then you hear a voice say, talk. And Neil Armstrong starts talking. And then someone, he says that there's an obvious that someone is counting the delay and telling Neil in the earpiece. You know, when we talk about, you said the camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could they take the pictures with the gloves? Those bulky gloves, right?
It was I mean, you know.
Did they have the, you think they had the remote thing back then? I guess they did, right?
Yeah, they did. People had, I mean, people had those.
I don't think it was wireless technology.
No, it wasn't wireless, but I mean, it could also be just like a big button, you know?
But still.
They're astronauts, man. You think he can't fucking take a picture?
With the gloves? Did you see the gloves they have to wear?
Yeah, the gloves are big as shit. But like,
I'm just saying, that's a lot to set up in space. You know, if you're setting up a tripod, you have to... I don't think there was wireless technology like we have today. There was probably some type of a connection that needed to be made. You have well, these it gloves.
Wasn't, I don't think he set up a tripod. And even if he did, it probably wasn't like the camera was probably on the thing already.
Maybe it was on, know? Like, a pole. I don't know. But I think the lighting is another indication that there could perhaps be a scant chance of a truth heist.
I disagree with you. I think the lighting is...
Are you vehemently exactly, disagree?
I mean, I'm not, like, gonna start claiming that I'm an expert on lighting in space.
I'm certainly not.
I'm not an expert on space light, per se, but I did watch a few YouTube videos about this, and... Yeah, I mean,
it break seems it down like, for me, sister.
You know, well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the shadows going in different directions?
The shadows,
or are we talking
the
about
lighting?
All right. Well, we got to. Well, start. What's the first problem? Problem A. We can't be all over the place, loosey-goosey. This is a podcast. We have to take it seriously a little bit. What's the first thing you want me to debunk for you?
All right.
Debunk.
You're going to debunk.
Debunk it.
You're going to tie into our Minnesota.
Well, you're getting that information up, actually. Listen, we'll be right back after this message.
I'm Christy.
And I'm Jackie.
And we are Killer Fun. We explore the intersection of crime and entertainment every other week.
For as long as people have been communicating, they have been talking about who did what to whom, and is that socially acceptable?
Because the boundaries of society,
crime,
and entertainment have always gone hand in hand.
The more salacious,
or weird,
the better. From books and movies
to television shows and games,
we look at how life and art imitate and inform one another.
And we can't get together and not laugh. So let's face it, there's going to be laughing.
Killer Fun is available anywhere you listen to podcasts, so join us.
All right. So, you're talking to me about light. You're talking to me. Okay. So, according to our guy, our writer, our director, our historian, he says that the pictures were shot with electric light, not sunlight.
The pictures were shot with electric light, not sunlight. How do you know that?
This is just what he's claiming as a writer, director, someone who works in film.
Okay.
Ish.
But, like, so because of what you can tell? Like, he said it, and then that's the end of the sentence, or, like...
Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, let's talk about Marcus Allen. He worked, at the time, he worked for Nexus Magazine. He was a publisher, and he believes that the moon landing was fake as well. So he says, to kind of back up our boy, our writer-director, he says that they used a Hasselblad camera that didn't have a viewfinder because they took the mirror out, would have to focus themselves. Again, the gloves come into question. You know, Kat, you took photography in school. You know how delicate some of those automatic focusing, or rather manual focusing things can be.
Yeah.
You know how difficult it could be to get a great picture. Now, there's another person that says, you know, let's consider they probably took hundreds of photos.
Yeah.
And we only see the good ones.
Exactly. And, I mean...
Devil's advocate, we don't see the shit photos because NASA was probably like, meh, this doesn't really help our street cred.
Well, and you don't think that, like... He was, like, really trying to get these pics. These are once-in-a-lifetime...
Yeah, like, he's never going to go back there.
These are not just once-in-a-lifetime, but this was once-in-several-lifetimes scientific event. Like, we still have not gone back to the moon.
No, we're supposed to. We're supposed to be going soon, I believe.
You know? Like, they were, like, risking their lives... In every sense of every possible way that you could mean that to be true. They were risking their lives.
Because it's space.
Because it's fucking space. So you don't think he was, like, really trying to get them good pics? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think he was. I'm sorry. I'm having an issue.
I got an itch, too. Like, right when you started itching, I was like, I got an itch, too.
So anyway, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking that, like, we have to consider with the lighting aspect of it, you know, consider where the sun is in all of this.
What do you mean? It's where it always is.
Right. But it's behind them, at least to a degree. It might be behind and to the left or behind and to the right, but it's behind them because you don't see any part of the sun in any of the photos that were brought back. You only see... the picture of the Earth from the moon, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. You see what I mean?
That there were no pictures of the sun?
Well, you can't take a picture of the sun. Like, you can't.
Well, they were on, like, the... They weren't on the sun side. You know
so let's mean? Say... Right, they weren't on the sun side. The moon... But the moon was illuminated as well as the Earth. Mm-hmm. At what time of day does that happen?
Every time of day. Of all the times of day.
What do you mean?
If you're on the moon.
The moon's always illuminated. Why can't we see it all the time?
dude, what do I have, like, because the moon is reflecting light off of the sun onto Earth, right?
Yeah.
So Earth would always be illuminated if you're on the moon, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Word? Yeah. Like, yeah. Because there's it's daytime somewhere all the time on Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. That makes sense. So they wouldn't see the sun.
Yeah.
But the sun must have been, like, you know what I mean?
No.
I'm trying to think, and I'm no physicist here.
I'm no space scientist.
No, I'm no physicist.
I'm no sun scientist, but something seems fishy.
Well, let's talk about the flag.
What about the flag? The wibble wobble?
The wibbly wobblies.
The wibbly wobbly in a place where there's no wind and and the flag is blowing in the wind.
Uh-huh.
Inexplicably.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly explicable.
Explicked.
So, first of all, they put shibbity bibbity in the bottoms and the tops of the flags so that the flag would stand up. Right?
Right.
Like, in the fabric of the flag, like, it was weighted.
Oh, I see.
And it had, like, I want to be like, it had, like, pipe cleaners in it, but that's not what it was. It essentially had, like,
a skeleton.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure it wasn't
pipe. Like, a frame.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't pipe cleaners, but it had some type of frame inside of it to, like, stiffen it up, right? So that it would be visible. Okay. Right? And, no, it's not blowing, but somebody's touching it. Right? And it's going to react to the force of that touch, and that's gonna, like, happen until that energy fades away. So, like, when you touch it, it's gonna keep going until that energy fades.
And because space is a vacuum, it's exactly. going to continue to move.
Exactly.
To this day, it will be moving.
I have no idea if that's true.
Or I not. Feel like it could be, I'm like 60-40, it's probably true.
If you're confident, I'm confident.
So, I mean, that's the debunking of the flag situation.
Debunked. Spunked.
Debunked. So, my question was really about why was the camera altered, I guess is my question. Why was the camera altered? So, the camera that they used was a Hasselblad camera, and it didn't have a viewfinder because they took the mirror out. Why did they take the mirror out would be my question. Maybe that should have been something that I followed up with, and I apologize.
What's a Hasselblad camera? Is that like a large format where you look down?
I'm not sure that's the brand of the camera that they used, though, that they took to the moon. I'm not sure.
Or is it a...
I'm telling you, I'm not sure. Don't press me, damn it. So, all right.
Do you like my pin?
I do. That's a beautiful pen.
It's a gift from Annie.
Oh, is it just a pretty design? Does it
stand it's supposed for something? To be. It's supposed to be like a collar.
Oh, for RBJ or RBG.
Yeah,
that's cute. So this guy actually, like, at one point in time, he went to find some of these astronauts, the three that had been on the moon, Neil Armstrong. What were the other two?
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin.
And Skipita Flippa.
Sure.
What was his name?
I don't know.
We gotta look it up.
We gotta Google
that. It's disrespectful.
It is.
Let's get it.
But anyway, so he tracked these guys down. He tracked these astronauts down when they went to conferences and different things like that and asked them to swear on a Bible that they had walked on the moon, and none of them did. Buzz Aldrin punched him in the face.
Yeah, but because he was like a psycho.
A little. Well,
he was like harassing the shit out of Buzz Aldrin, dude.
He was.
Like, you're saying this like he was having, like, a conversation with them.
No, he wasn't.
And, like, asked them to swear on a Bible that shit really went down. But that's not what it was. He was, like, a crazy dude running after them in hotel lobbies with a fucking Bible.
True.
Asking them to swear, like...
And Buzz Aldrin punched him because he called Aldrin a liar, coward, and a thief.
Yeah.
So, another one of our naysayers.
Michael Collins.
The lesser known astronaut of the Apollo
mission. How come nobody be known about Michael Collins?
I don't know. So, Chris Riley is a professor of science and media. And he says that simple physics can really explain the anomalies that theorists see in images from the landing, right? We talked about the flag.
It's basic physics, bruh.
Hanging in a vacuum, right? The pole was hung, the pole that it was hung from was being twisted. So even without the metal frame, it was going to be set swinging. And it's going to continue because there's no air to slow it down, right?
Yeah. Forever?
It just, he just said it was going to continue. He didn't specify forever. So because there's no atmosphere as well, light is also going to behave differently than on Earth. He didn't get too much into that, but, like, that makes sense because the moon's at, we can't live on the moon.
Well, so the thing about light that is important with the no atmosphere thing is a lot of people say that, like, one of the things that is like, obviously fake about the moon landing photos is that there are no stars.
There aren't any stars. I never even thought about that. Mind bent.
Yeah, there's no stars in any of those photos. And because the moon doesn't have an atmosphere, you should be able to see the lights from the stars, like, to a crazy degree. Right?
Okay. But you don't, is what I think Kat was circumventing, too.
Nah, you don't. No, you don't see them. You don't see them at all in the pictures. And actually, the reason for that is if you've ever, like, super overexposed an image.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. That's what all the pictures are like. Well, that they took on the moon, right?
Look at the technology, though, too. I mean, yes, it was NASA, but I'm sure they were limited.
It's because of the amount of light that was up there. Like, it was very, very bright.
Yeah, because there's nothing.
Yeah. So, the camera, like, if you have an image that is overexposed and you want to make it, like, when you develop it, like, when you create a print, so that it's usable, right? You're basically, like, think about it. Have you ever seen a picture like that?
Yeah. Like a negative.
Yeah, like a negative. So you're not going to get detail in the overexposed areas, right?
Right.
You're just going to get, like, basically nothing. Blackness.
Yeah.
And that's what you have in the background.
Because your foreground is so bright.
Because your background is so bright. And then your foreground, that's where you get a little bit of detail because it was dark enough for some of that light.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I guess.
You feel me?
I guess. I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if you're not going to have any detail where there's a huge, massive amount of light, you're just going to have a big, bright spot. So when you bring that down, you're not going to have any detail. You're not going to be able to see those stars.
I got you.
It's just going to be background.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have your detail in the darkest area of the photo, which is your foreground.
In the darkest of corners.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You know what song I've been addicted to lately, and I know this is off topic?
What song is that?
Good as Hell by Lizzo.
You're late. You're so late to the
party.
I know,
I'm so late to the party, and I don't
You're
care.
You're really late to the party.
I don't
You're like
care.
Several years late.
Don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're still allowed to. It's still a great song.
It really is.
You know, the song remains great.
It really, truly.
Any year. Fiona likes that song. She pulls at her hair. She goes like this.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm not convinced with the lighting aspect. I definitely think there's some questions still to be answered. And
what's your question? My question.
I just don't.
What about the shadows? You want to know about the shadows?
The shadows?
You have questions about the shadows? Shadows are going in two different directions.
What? Yeah.
Shadows are going in two different directions,
Why
right?
Was,
the
yeah,
photos are
they
fake
have a light?
Because they had studio lights.
I'm not saying they had studio lights.
The shadows are going in two different directions.
But I think that they had other lights besides the sun.
Correct. The reflection of the moon's surface.
Oh, come on.
I just gave you the answer. It's the reflection of the moon's surface.
It's not that, no. I'm not taking that.
The reflection of the moon's surface.
No. I don't think it's that. Okay. Here's my thing on that. Here's my thing on that. You could say that about anything. You could say that about a white sand beach with sunlight. Or moonlight, for that matter.
Why? You can't say that about a white sand beach.
Why not? The moon is essentially a white sand beach without the coast. It's just all sand.
But there's no atmosphere.
Right.
So it's like a lot brighter.
But why would the atmosphere affect the lighting is what I don't understand.
Because it lets in more light. Like the atmosphere, our atmosphere is like buffering. Like it's creating
it's
like
filtered. Filtered.
Yeah, it's like a lens.
Okay.
Around,
for safety.
Yeah, it's a like human, it's like a blue light.
A human safety lens.
Lens, yeah, for life.
Like we have an ozone, so we couldn't.
It's the ozone layer, yeah. That's
we couldn't live on the moon unless we built a facility, which some people believe exists.
Unless we terraformed it.
On the dark side. Terraform?
Yeah, that's what it's called when you, like, make a planet that's not like Earth. You know what I mean? Like, habitable for Earth people.
So basically, like, totalitarianism.
Nope.
I think that's exactly what it is.
It's not. I don't think so.
I beg
it's
to differ.
It's a different thing.
I'm gonna stop you, and I'm gonna tell you that I think you're wrong.
Okay.
The flag, okay, the flag I get. The lighting, I need to see the schematics.
There's not schematics.
I want there to be. There has to be. NASA has to have the schematics. They knew there was going to be questions.
Well, I mean, you know.
The math has to be correct.
I can link a few YouTube videos in the description. I mean, it's, you know, like, what do you want me to tell you? Like,
You know what I want you to say.
You want, like, more in-depth scientific proof. But, like, to be honest, my dear friend, like.
There's not a lot.
There probably is more in-depth scientific proof, but, like, you're not going to understand it anyway, because you're not a scientist.
You're right, I'm not.
You know what I mean? And that's, like, what you got to say to the average hokumaloke who's, like, fucking, we didn't go to the moon. Okay, whatever. Well, how the fuck do you know that? Because you.
Why haven't we been there since 69? Is it because of the Challenger?
Listen, I mean, well, you know, if you ask Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's saying we should have been going to the moon, like, we should have been did that every
weekly?
Day. Yeah, like, we should be hopping and bopping all over the place.
I feel like space has become so commercialized.
I mean, it has.
Soon,
I mean,
satellites are going to have billboards on them.
SpaceX, right?
Yeah,
you know,
SpaceX.
Tesla.
Is it NASA? Are they associated?
SpaceX?
Yeah.
No, it's Elon Musk.
Yeah, I know it's Elon Musk, but is he, like, revamping NASA to be his own thing? Because NASA's not really a thing as much anymore, as I understand it. I could be wrong. You should fact check me.
I heard this NPR story about NASA, right?
Oh, shit. Hang on.
And it was about their cloud storage, right?
NASA's?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
They, like, don't have any.
Why not? I guess they can't. Someone could hack it, right?
I don't know.
Could someone hack the
cloud? I can't remember. No, I can't remember what it was.
God damn
like,
it.
Was it that, like, they had... Was it that, like, NASA was, like, making money renting cloud storage space? Or was it that NASA was, like, in a bit of a bind? because they were, like, renting cloud storage space from fucking Amazon.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos was tied in somewhere with the SpaceX, was he not? With the SpaceX, listen to me.
With the space.
Can I talk to you about how upset I am about Space Force?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm going to rant, and you're going to have to listen to it, and...
This is your show, dude. You know what I mean? This is, like, your platform. This is your chance.
All right, if anybody's seen the flag, you know why I'm upset.
Like, the American flag?
The Space Force flag.
The Space flag.
It's very similar to that of one Starfleet flag, insignia, what have you. Not quite there, but pretty damn close. And I, for one, I don't want to say I'm shocked because, come on, it's the government. It's the U.S. government. Like, let's call a spade, but I am disappointed, and I feel like that's worse. You know when your mom would say that to you? I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm disappointed in you.
Didn't that break your heart just a little bit? You were just like, oh, damn, Mom. Right in the feels.
You know.
We're getting way off topic.
Well, I was just about to say some crazy shit, and then I was like, I don't know if this is the
place. Yeah,
if this is, like, the time or place. Because you know what? I do remember when my mom would say that she was disappointed in me. And now, I feel like, fucking get over it, Mom.
Yeah.
Fucking get over it.
I don't know if my mom ever said that she was disappointed in me. I think it was Graham, and that's what hurt. Like, that just, like, took my heart, and it's just like, and I was like, ah.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry. That took a dark turn. Anyway.
Well, sometimes you fuck up. Whatever. Yeah, you know what? Like, what do you expect?
Life.
You know.
My question is this.
You take a person and you make them an adolescent on this fucking planet?
I don't think anybody meant to make anyone an adolescent on this planet.
What the fuck do you think is going to happen? They're going to disappoint you.
I think it
That's your fault for having expectations.
I think it was really just a clusterfuck of events that got us to this point, and fate's just like, well, we made it this far. Let's see what happens.
Who knows, man?
I definitely think, you know, some of the things that we touched on, I don't have any proof, but I definitely think that there is some type of a space center on the moon that the U.S. government has employees working for, among other space, other species from other galaxies.
So, okay, so like extraterrestrials.
Yeah, like I think it's some type of like a...
It's like a docking station.
It's like an agreed... Yeah, kind of like an international space station, but...
Like an intergalactic... Like a truck stop?
Yeah, kind of. Where
like a gas station?
They check credentials.
They check credentials?
Yeah.
It's like a stop sign?
We talked about this before, where there's going to be like a Unitarian currency...
Are you talking about quid?
Yeah, quid. We talked about quid before.
You're talking about quid?
Yeah, I think...
Quasi...
I think it's going to be a thing.
Universal...
Intergalactic denomination.
Quasi... I don't know.
No?
Is that what it was?
Quasi... I think so. Quid. No, quid.
It was quid for sure, but it was definitely... It was like quasi and then the U and then intergalactic...
Denomination.
Was it denomination?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know. Whatever.
Cat just blew a raspberry.
That wasn't me. That was the chair.
I think we need a new chair. I was going to tell you a story about a Tex-Mex food chain whose name shall not be mentioned, but I'm sure you can guess.
Chipotle.
Taco Bell. They're very associated with Chihuahuas.
Taco Bell.
Anyway, but we didn't end up going there, and I forget why I had this story. I'm going to remember it on the way home.
You know what I love about Taco Bell?
Everything. Go on.
What I love about Taco Bell, and I didn't know this, is that you can get anything that they sell and substitute the meat with black beans.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, you can. And also, the fucking spicy potatoes, man.
I love any type of potato.
You do love potatoes.
We've gotten way off topic.
Remember when you ordered 4 Reuben sandwiches at a diner?
I think you had to order them for me at that point.
No, you ordered them. I ordered them? And I said, no, we'll just take the one.
So the waitress came and she said... Did we ever tell Ian this story? I feel like we need to tell him.
He'll listen to the podcast.
Oh my god.
You used the bathroom, and when you came back from the bathroom, you were like, hey, I saw our waitress in there.
I remember this.
And let me tell you a secret. We didn't wash our hands. We did wash our hands.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
It was gross.
Oh, and now COVID.
It was gross. It was gross, yeah.
Can I tell you something? So I was watching Avengers Endgame the other night. Just because I didn't have anything else to watch and I wanted to be sad.
Sad.
So, I wanted to see Spider-Man is what I wanted. I realize how much that movie relates to now. And, like, the pandemic and COVID.
Oh, totally.
Because they talk about, like, the blip.
Exactly.
Sorry. We're way off topic.
You know what I was watching? Speaking of watching.
Yeah.
I was watching... the new the show, I don't know if it's new, it might, I think it is, The One on Netflix.
I don't know that I've heard of it.
Well,
which isn't,
I think that it's new. I might be wrong, but I think that it's new. But I started watching it because it was on the last episode of Killer Fun Podcast. That's what they did it about, was,
oh, nice,
the TV show The One, and yeah, it's pretty fucking wild. It's kind of conspiracy-ish. It. It's, yeah, about, like, DNA matchmaking.
Ooh. Genetics.
Which, I mean, it kind of set, like, when I hear DNA matchmaking, it makes me think of eugenics.
And, like, superhumans. Like, superhumans. Like Captain America.
Well, not just superhumans, but, like...
soldiers?
I mean, like, Nazi type of shit. You know what I mean?
Winter Soldier. Anyway, if you've made it this far, thanks for listening.
Hello.
Where I stand on the moon landing, I definitely think that the government killed Gus Grissom and those other two astronauts. I think that they paid Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins a lot of money to be... not only educationally fit, but also understand the swing of NASA and the popularity and the message.
Well, the government definitely did some wild shit, like, to fight communism. That doesn't even make any sense, you know what I mean? Like, they
we'll
did
get
a
into that.
They did a lot of weird shit to, yeah, fight communism that didn't make any sense. Like, they fucking... started the Iowa Writers School, right?
I'm not familiar, I apologize.
So, it's, like, one of the most prestigious, like, writing programs in the country. And, like, a lot of, like...
no cops.
No cops, yeah. Definitely no cops. Is that what you said?
Coms, like commies.
Oh, yeah, no communists.
No communists allowed.
I thought you said no cops. And I was like, yeah, no. There's definitely no cops.
No comrades?
It's chill. No commies. But it was, like, all about, like, being an individual or whatever. And it was funded by the fucking CIA because...
they were testing.
They wanted to... no, they just, like, wanted to, like... they wanted... Maybe they were testing shit on that, on those people.
MK Ultra?
Probs, dude. Probably. But supposedly they just wanted to, like, fund shit that was, like, anti-communist. And they thought that, like... you know, individualism and the arts in America was, like, a chill way to fight communism. You know? Because it was, like, we're not all the same. We have arts and culture and individualism.
Yes.
Like, whatever the fuck else we have. But they also did that, like, the... we know that they have lied about shit, too.
Who, the government?
Well, we know that they've, like, lied about shit that they were able to do scientifically in the name of fighting communism. Like, they did that, what was it, the missile defense thing in 1984. They claimed that a ground-based missile defense technology was successful, but they just, like, rigged it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that it would work, right?
Well, they want to be first, they want to be the best, they want to have everything, you know, what country doesn't? You know, they want the technology, they want the science, but they're willing to sacrifice the safety of it all to get it out there, to get it in the public eye, to get it on people's minds, to get people talking about it.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Do you think that it was that the moon landing was fake?
No. Do I think that it could have been very easily reproduced in a studio? 100%. But I don't think it was fake. I think they actually went.
Wait a minute. So when you but when you say that, what are you trying to say? Like, are you trying to say that they went and, like, they didn't get a good video of it, so they faked it in a studio? So they were like, let's just redo it.
No.
We'll just reshoot it, and we'll tell everybody that this was it.
I definitely think that they went to the moon. For sure.
Are the pictures real?
Yeah, I think the pictures are real. I think it's all real. But I'm saying I definitely could see the other side of it, too. Like, I get the argument. I get the counterpoint. But you have to look at the science. This is why science is fucking important. Let me emphasize the importance.
I feel like...
of it.
I feel like I really don't understand the science. Like,
I don't either. Not at all. But I feel like it justifies it for someone who does understand it.
But like the way that you said that, you were like fucking obvious. I was like, I don't get it.
I don't. There's a lot of physics involved. I never did well with physics. There's a lot of math, light speed.
I mean, I understand like the basics of like a camera, and I can believe all of the explanations that I was presented with the inconsistencies in the photos. Like, you know, we didn't really get to everything in any type of a linear sort of a way.
No, we just kind of spewed it at you like we always do.
Fuck it, whatever. Like, it's the fake moon landing. Like, you know this one.
Yeah.
You guys know this one. We don't have to tell you about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fact check us.
You guys already fucking know this one. But, like...
I wonder if there were dinosaurs on other planets.
Dude.
I know they were on other continents, obviously, but other planets? Think about it.
Like, dinosaurs in the exact same way that we know dinosaurs?
Yeah. Like, think about dinosaurs on Mars.
That'd be dope.
Alright, we're getting way off topic. My stance is that it happened.
We did it? It was real? Yeah. The moon landing.
I really would like to delve more, and I'll probably will in my personal time, as to why it took us so many years to decide we want to go back to the moon. Or decide that we were going to put it into motion and, like, put a year on, like, when we want to do it. I don't know what the year is, but I know, like, the date's been set. Like, the goal has been put into motion.
I mean, I know that, like, space, whatever, there's, like, a lot of people on the world. There's a lot of things that can be worked on at once.
Yeah. I mean, look at how quickly a vaccine came out for a global pandemic.
If somebody wants to try to go to space, they can try to go to space.
Absolutely.
That's true.
I feel like...
I don't know.
I don't think that I would want to go to space.
So, I would go to space...
on the condition that you don't see anything?
No, I would go to space. If it was like... you know, we're starting the Enterprise or whatever. Do you guys want to come? I would go. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, the Enterprise.
If they were, like, willing to take me, first of all, I don't think that they would be willing to take me. I feel like they would consider me, like, a liability. You know what I mean? I feel like there would be, like, a lot of checks and balances.
I don't know. I'm not interested. But if it was, like... if you don't come to space, you're gonna die. I'd be like, okay, then I'll go to space. But, like, I'm not happy about it.
Well, I mean, Earth is definitely gonna become, like, less cool over the next several decades. And by less cool, I, of course, mean global warming.
Well, and you know what? Maybe we add that to the list. I don't think it's on the list, surprisingly.
Well, global warming is supposedly a conspiracy theory, so that's a great idea. We're going to have a few special guests coming up, so...
bow, chicka, 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 wow, wow.
That'll be fun.
I liked this one.
I mean, I like it. It's okay. It's like the moon landing, you know? I mean, I don't know.
The old stuff. It's not the newer current stuff.
No, I like the old stuff. I like the old stuff, but I like, the stuff that's, like... like, I like the assassinations... right? I
mean, you're all about the murder.
I think those are very interesting. You know, there's a lot of ins, there's a lot of outs, there's a lot of what have yous.
There's a beverage here.
Watch it. There's a beverage here. Watch it.
Vagina.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
You want to hear a funny story?
What?
Me and my mom would get, she had a, like, 1998 Ford Probe that had, like, a T-top moonroof situation.
Yeah, that's wild.
And the, it had, like, eyelids for,
for headlights, you know, yeah.
We would drive around Quakertown and yell penis out the window as loud as we could.
That's fucking hilarious.
When I was, like, 12.
That's hilarious.
Me and my mom. Just a snapshot into my childhood.
We used to play the penis game at restaurants, me and my sisters, where it was like, fun. You start out really, really low.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we would do. Yeah. But we rolled down the windows and did it through town.
When the family would go out to breakfast, somebody would always be like, penis.
I would just start laughing.
And then the next person's got to be like, penis.
You say it like it's such a bad word. You're like, penis.
Penis. Until you're like so loud that you're like, penis.
Yeah.
Penis.
And your mom's like, what the fuck?
Penis.
What's going on? Better knock that shit off right now.
Shut the fuck up. We're in a restaurant. God. Too many children.
Hey, remember to like, share, rate, and subscribe. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Listening.
Or listening, whichever you prefer. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Obviously It's Fake, the podcast. I'm Chelsea Potts.
I'm Catherine Dougherty.
I don't know what I was gonna say.
I'm having a lot of trouble this week. You know what I mean?
It was a rough week for both of us. I feel you. It was a very rough week. We made it.
Dude, I've been like...
We made it.
I've been doing extra therapy recently.
Is it helping?
Well, it's like a COVID thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's, you know, like tax time, stimmy time, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, let me invest... into my mental health or whatever the fuck like that means, right?
Hey, it's good you're recognizing it. Some people but, don't.
Well, you know, it's you gotta be, you know, when, like
I know.
When you're right, like, you know, you're trying to raise a fucking kid and not give them like some type of fucked up sense of the universe and the world.
It's hard. It's hard to do because of the fact that like you don't even know.
Right.
Nobody knows. There's no rules.
I feel like you, as a parent, you're like responsible to.
Well, sure.
To like take care of your mental health.
Yeah.
To a good enough degree that you can like support another person developing a healthy brain or whatever the fuck. Right.
I agree with some of that. Sure. I feel like there needs to be, yes, there definitely needs to be, like, a demonstration of a healthy mental
That's what I'm well-being. Saying. Like, how are you going to teach anybody to, like, live in this world if you're psychotic? Not saying that I'm psychotic or that, like, people are psychotic.
Yeah, be careful. But, like,
most people have, like, you know, we've all got our garden variety...
Psycho?
List of issues.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Sure. And...
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard just to get together for the podcast, and not for nothing. It's just like, I don't want to move off of my couch.
Dude, oh my God.
And, like, we can understand that because we're in a similar diagnosis, but, like, not everybody can.
Right.
You know.
Well, and also, like, we're living in a fucking psychopath world right now.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like.
It's hard.
It's really weird to think about.
Yeah. I'm still getting used to the mask thing. because I'm home so much that I don't really need to worry about it, you know?
Yeah, that is one thing that, like, it, like I'm glad that I can stay home most of the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, like...
That makes you forget about it. That means
that I'm a lot of the time I forget.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because now I'm just living this, like, super hermit lifestyle. All right, goodbye, podcast. Goodbye, obviously, it's fake.
Bye, everybody.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, my God.
Seriously. Oh, my God.
Don't do that one.